Ryan Chris joins us. Ryan Chris and the Rough Cuts, who are playing some music right now from them. And where are you calling from today, Ryan?
Calling from Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
You're not too far away then.
Not too far away. Had a great last night. Headed to Madison this morning.
Good. So where do you call home?
Denver, Colorado is home for us. We've been based out of there for a while, but we go all over, of course.
Yeah. So what kind of music were you originally going to get into? Is this kind of the style you wanted to be in?
Oh, man. I've just grown all over kinds of different music, and it's grown all over me. I started as a rock player, but originally my mom was a country singer, so I always had that in my mind, and somewhere along the way they merged. I love country. You know, Johnny Cash was always my favorite songwriter and stuff, but I love rock guitar, so I guess I kind of ended up where I should be, which is, kind of a country songwriting, but heavy on the guitar licks.
Yeah, I mean, you've had some good songs out lately. Born to Die was out. That you made a video for that too, didn't you?
Yeah, we've got a few great videos on our website, roughcutsband.com, but we love making videos, and that's a fun part about it.
That seems like it's a lot of fun when we watch the video. Is there a lot of work that goes into them, though?
Yeah, there is, actually. I mean, you know, it takes hours to make seconds in videos, it seems like, and there's always extenuating circumstances that you don't see, and, you know, the whole planning thing and scenes and everything's got to kind of line up, and ideas and props and the weather and all that kind of stuff. It's always a bit of a chore, but you know, when you have a vision, you just keep working towards it, works out.
You're playing in Madison tonight. That should be a good place to play.
Yeah, we've played Madison on tours a lot over the years. So we love Madison, obviously. It's a great kind of legendary town, and we love coming in October because the foliage is just amazing. And so I love Madison, yeah.
Tell me about your band.
Band is awesome. We have Michael Jokum on the drums, who used to be, been retired for 15 years, but he was Jackson Browne's drummer for a long time. Toured the world for many years, recorded with legends. He was a studio session player in Los Angeles for many years. He's written a book about his life, and it's just amazing. He's played with Barbra Streisand and Bruce Springsteen, and the list just goes on and on and on. So you got that on the drums. And then Susan Phelan on the bass. She born on the bass, man. Her dad was a bass player, and she started off in the music store playing bass, and then somewhere along the way, she was a professional women's wrestler for the Professional Women's World of Wrestling, which is like, the WWF for women. So she's got quite a story too. And then we have Lauren Michaels on the vocals, who's singing our lead track, and she was in a really great Colorado country band that ended up breaking up, so I snagged her up, and that's the band right there, Lauren, Susan, and Michael, and myself, Ryan, and we're just kind of a powerhouse.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like you have a ready-made bouncer, too, though. If somebody gets out of line, you've got the woman wrestler in the band.
Yeah. Susan's tall and awesome, but of course she's a sweetheart, so.
That's awesome. Do you have any Christmas cuts?
We do, actually. Yeah, we have a full Christmas album, and I do a yearly gig for AEG as Santa Claus. But yes, our Christmas album is on our website, roughcutsband.com. We have some original Christmas tunes. One of them is my favorite, Shaping Up to Be Santa Claus. I eat lots of cookies about this time of year, and we were very happy to finally get the Christmas album done last year.
Have you been out on tour with any bands or anybody you consider idols?
Yeah, we've done a stretch of shows with Shooter Jennings, who I absolutely love because we're huge Waylon Jennings fans, of course, and Shooter is also just absolutely fantastic. And we've been able to open for a lot of just great artists like Dwight Yoakam, who we all just love. I just am a huge fan of Dwight, and other artists like Blackberry Smoke, who is, they're really, really great guys, and our music goes well, and they're kind of on the rock country side too. And man, this last year we opened for the Bellamy Brothers and Billy Bob Thornton, who's got a great band, and just the list goes on from there.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. And again, one of your members has written a book. I think you could probably write a book too, couldn't you?
Well, that might take a while, but I've got some experiences for sure. But I don't know if I'm ready to start penning a book. I pen some lyrics, and that's kind of my diary right there.
Sure, right. Well, you're promoting the latest record, but are you always kind of preparing for the next one?
Yeah, always. It seems like about the time you finish a record, you know, you just want to start on the next one, and that's just, you know, recording always just seems to take a while. But yeah, we've got some great music out now. Our new record, which we're super excited about, called Tears and Blades. And our new single that we're on tour promoting is called Seeing You Tonight. And we're really excited. We were super happy to get that album out. But yeah, we're already working on new music too.
Yeah, Seeing You Tonight sounds good on the radio. And what song from the new album do you think best captures the band? Is there one?
Well, because we have Lauren on lead vocals and myself on lead vocals, we swap in between, so about half the album is lead vocals from Lauren and half is from me. So it's really just a, you got to have maybe two songs to capture the band because we swap around. So we have Seeing You Tonight, which Lauren sings lead, and we have Gotta Play, which is I sing lead on, which are both great, great songs that encapsulate the band. And we have duets on the album, too, which are really great that we like. But, yeah, you kind of have to listen to at least a couple songs in this band.
How can people get your music if they'd like?
Our music is all over the place, but the great place to start is Rough Cuts Band. That's R-O-U-G-H, roughcutsband.com. And there's links to our music on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, all the regular places that you find your music.
And for some old codger like me that likes to hold a physical copy in his hand, you still do print some CDs, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yep. We have all those for sale on our website. And we have shirts, hats, stickers, koozies, all that kind of stuff. And, of course, at our live shows. Even tonight in Madison at the Red Rooster.
Awesome. I was going to say, you know, you need to get out of the Midwest before it snows, but you're no stranger to snow in Colorado, are you?
Oh, man. Yep, no, we kind of just whip around the Midwest right before the snow hits and catch some of the leaves and get back to Colorado. Yep, and but, you know, we still tour. We just head down south into Arizona in the winter. But, yeah, no stranger to snow. And just, you know, it is what it is, you know. So
absolutely.
I don't mind the cold. I got a beard, so
you're ready to roll. Hey, thanks for calling in the station today, Ryan. We appreciate it, and safe travels to you and the band.
Sure. Appreciate it, Phil, and thank you, WRCO. And, yeah, check us out, roughcutsband.com. Come out in Madison tonight at the Red Rooster, and sure appreciate everything.